Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Seattle voters voted 77% to pass Initiative 124 to protect hotel workers from sexual harassment and workplace injury and to improve their access to affordable family health care and job security. Public voter databases say that Trump's nominee for Treasury Secretary, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and his daughter Tiffany are all registered to vote in more than one state. Mexican President cancels a trip to the White House to visit with Trump in a dispute over the wall and Trump's claims on import taxes. Canada is fast-tracking international students into being Canadian citizens to add skills to an aging population by moving to count 50% of studying time towards citizenship qualification. More than a dozen people are engaging in a hunger strike in Sri Lanka, demanding the government investigate what happened to family members who disappeared during that country's civil war. Numerous studies have concluded that immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than people born in the U.S. Police Chief of LaGrange, Georgia, apologized in a speech to an African-American audience for the failure of the police to prevent a lynching on September 8, 1940. Royal Bank of Scotland has set aside almost $4 billion against litigation and investigations related to sale of residential mortgage-backed securities in the U.S. Observers are questioning the NFL's report on decreasing numbers of concussions in a recent season because of erratic and differing reporting to this league from different teams. In the summer of 2015, according to a Pew Research Center poll, Republicans said free trade deals had been good for the country by 51% to 39%. By summer of 2016, Republicans said those deals had been bad for America by 61% to 32%. The fact that President Trump sought out National Park Service Acting Director Reynolds to discuss the Twitter message comparing 2009 and 2017 crowd size and seek more proof of the size of his crowd during his first full day as president is further evidence of the anxiety that he's demonstrated when people raise questions about the extent of his public support. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.